are here.
I'd like to hear more nuance between, like, what is the difference between island
and relevant proposal. I mean, this isn't off in some esoteric theory. It's their boxes for bodies to keep rain off of people when they, and you're proposing a really exciting way.
So the design school is about like teaching you how to think differently, how to design differently, and the generic school is like giving you information and kind of lead you to one conclusion.
But you have to give something to people.
It's the pain of art. In the real world, especially even like with the projects they are giving us in generic school, the angle is determined by you and when you actually say this is done.
The way that we can develop those opinions, at least in a design school, and we're forced to,
is that it's never going to be quite the same once it's out in physical that it is in your head.
Power, or cleanliness, or whatever it is. But how can I use this great responsibility as a designer, an architect, how can I use that to make a positive difference in the world? I mean,
you're setting that natural order, but that discovery of a theme or discovery of purpose or this idea you're taking from the head and materializing it is there to be discovered.
Came to my mind when thinking about reflexive consciousness, where it's kind of growth and development as a human being, and what are we taking in and putting these puzzle pieces together as we live on this earth, and then...
So I guess in architecture, we're trying to put an order to nature.
Architecture is a way to invoke these, what we talked, the thermal, the energy, the exchanges of energy, the love and the hate. These strong feelings of and attachments to memories or something in our subconscious, that coziness, comfort, power, or cleanliness.